This is the fourth module under process. This is the 10th day of the greatness system. More people get into a very tough situation because of feelings. They pay attention to how they feel, not what is right. I can't urge you more to think about doing what you know is right, doing the process, not what you feel. There's not a parent, especially a mother, with all a mother has to do, that hasn't felt like, I want to run and hide. Why doesn't a mother do that? Because she knows it's not what's right. There are some people that let their feelings waver, make them waver in their marriage. What is right? When I travel, sometimes someone will say to me, what's it feel like being in a hotel room? It doesn't feel like anything. I believe that what I do, I was called to do, so I don't pay attention to feelings. What I pay attention to is my step-by-step and my process. There has to be times that we all get frustrated with coworkers, with children, with friends, and at times we blow it. But there's what you feel, and then there's what's right. And I'm urging you to pay attention what's right, your process. Thomas Edison, toward the end of his life, was asked this question. You tried to create a storage battery 5,000 times and failed. How did that feel? He said, failed. I know 5,000 ways how not to create a storage battery. Now, what exactly is he saying? What he is saying, he did not pay attention to how he felt every single time it didn't work. He paid attention to the new process he was going to try afterwards. Many people do not have tools. There was a line from Abraham Maslow, and he said, when the only tool that you have is a hammer, every problem is a nail. I was speaking to all the NFL coaches, and the great coach of the Indianapolis Colts, Tony Dungy, walked up to me. And he told me this story in relation to what I'm describing to you. He had a ball player who he became very close with. His name was Hardy Nickerson. And he went up to Hardy and said, Hardy, when I blow the whistle and the play's over, I want you to stop. I don't want you to hit someone. I don't want you to be physical. I want you to stop. And if you don't, here's the consequence. So the next play, the whistle blew, and Hardy Nickerson kept pushing and shoving. What he felt like doing was yelling. What he felt like doing was getting frustrated. He had other tools. He did what was right. He did a process. He walked up to him and said, Hardy, I'm going to ask you to walk off the field. And I'm not playing you in the game this weekend. Coach Dungy said he only had to do that with him once. And him and Hardy Nickerson were extremely close as his career went on with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Quit paying attention to how you feel. Quit screaming. Quit handling problems emotionally. Do your process. And moreover, honor your commitments. If you are committed to someone in a relationship, in a friendship, in a job, stay committed. Who doesn't feel like quitting? Who doesn't feel like cutting corners? Detail what you are to do step by step, day to day. I'm telling you, more people get themselves in a pickle because they constantly pay attention to how they feel. And of course you need to feel, and of course it's important, but it isn't paramount. Doing the right thing is. There was a man named Dr. Juan, and he was in El Salvador. and the government did not want him treating people. So they brought him in, they cut his wrists to stop him. Didn't stop him. He went back out to treat people. So they brought him into a prison and shot him. Took him out, what they thought to bury him, but he wasn't dead. He had a number of surgeries, and they brought him to Washington, D.C. for exile, and he started a clinic there for Latin Americans. One day, a man walked in his clinic and needed surgery on his knee. His name was Arturo, the man who shot him. He let him in, he treated him. And when he was leaving, he said, if you ever need any more help, you come on back. That's what I'm talking about. What do you think went through his mind when he saw that man? The same man that cut his wrist and shot him. What do you think he was feeling? But he did what was right. Today, what's right? What's the step-by-step? How are you going to treat people? And I'm urging you to stay focused just on that and that alone. That ends this module.